And we don't have to wait to be in a time of trial. See, I think trials are some of God's best weapons, because we get over there in too much independence and we get into trials and, whoa, God help! Just been waiting on you to call. Come back over here where it's safe. But if we can learn to call on Him in happy times, to call on Him in good times, then we're not a stranger to His voice in sad times. I was moved recently by the death of Randolph Simpson, Bishop Simpson's father. He and our bishop had a unique, close relationship. And so when I heard that Randolph had passed, I called the bishop. The bishop said he knew the Lord. He's not been happy since Mom died. Here's the deal for your bishop, for you. The loss of his father did not move his faith away from knowing that God was in control. For many of us, tragedy happens. And it's like we go through this time of turmoil, but God hasn't changed. And Randolph's death was not a surprise to God, nor did it find our bishop in an inability to deal with life. Oh, there's going to be times of trouble. Psalms 50:15 says, "And call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me." There's little doubt that trouble will happen to all of our lives. We will be faced with it, whether it's a loss of job, a loss of a family member, a loss of a friend. No one is immune to a time of trouble. Every person will have some point of their time where we're faced with it. But you know something? Even though everyone faces trouble, the promise of God is He will deliver the righteous. The righteous who call upon Him. God's desire for praise from our life. The only way fresh praise and honor will come is if we keep going before Him. I got a new hero. Never met the man. And out of this time of seeking God and calling upon God's name, he's a pastor in an inner city church in Brooklyn. It's called the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church. Pastor Jim Sabella. He's the author of Fresh Wind and Fresh Fire. Here's a man that was raised in the mid of the United States and got a calling from God, and he challenged God to use him, and so God took him into the inner city. A place in his church where not a block away from his church there were being prostitutes and selling drugs, and he's built a church there. And it cost his family gravely. The last 20-something years, they've raised a family. And one of his daughters went out into the world. Got into drugs and everything else. And Pastor Jim, like any father would, tried whatever he could do to rescue his daughter. And if you've ever dealt with someone in drugs, Best thing they do is lie to you and take advantage of you. And finally, God came to him, and I'm telling you this story because it's his story, and I'm so impressed with it. God came to him and said, "Have nothing else to do with your daughter until I bring her back to you." Cut off ties. Broke his heart. About that time, the devil came to his wife, said, "I got your daughter, and I'm going to get you other two children." Such was the hatred that Satan had raised against the success of his church. And so for months, he had no contact with his daughter. Now, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church on Tuesday night, they have a great choir group, Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Phenomenal, led by Jim's wife. But on Tuesday nights, they have a prayer session. They don't have a Brooklyn choir. They don't have fancy church. They have prayer, have a little praise, but they have prayer. And one Tuesday night, they were in the prayer session, and one of the people who Pastor Jim trusted in his congregation set him up a note and said, "It's time that we prayed for your daughter." And so something else was going on at that point, and he walked around his pulpit area like I'm doing, and he thought about the note, and things were kind of settling down, and he said, "This must be God." And so he explained to his people what was happening with his daughter, how he's not had any contact, and they went into interceding, into calling out on the name of the Lord. And one of the things I've learned from Pastor Jim's sermons is that when we call out in the name of the Lord, we don't have to call for any reason. We might just call because of praise, because of what he's done. We just call to God. I love the calling of God that the Orthodox Church uses. "Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner." If you can't call any other thing out, that's a great prayer to use. And so they prayed that night, and service got over, and he went home. And the next morning, he was upstairs shaving, and his wife came in, and she was shaken and white. She said, "Jim, you got to come downstairs." He goes, "What do you mean? Just come downstairs right now. Our daughter's here." So he, half shaven, pulled the shaving cream off, went downstairs to find his daughter on her hands and knees in the kitchen linoleum, on the floor in the kitchen, just retching, crying. And he says, "Oh boy, what's this about?" So he walked in, and his daughter grabbed the bottom of the cuff of his pants and pulled herself up on his clothes until she was standing. And she said, "Daddy, I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you and mother. I've sinned against the church. Can you forgive me?" And he's taken back. She said, "But one thing first, I got to know." Now that's a big confession. What do you need? What else do you need to know? "Who was praying for me last night?" He goes, "What? Oh, Daddy, I know someone was praying. At 2 this morning, God took me to an abyss. And he showed me over the bank. And he said, that's where you're headed." "Daddy, it scared me. And I turned around to beg, and he embraced me with his arms and said, but there's a better way. Oh, Daddy, who was praying for me last night?" Well, the church had prayed for her. That's the power of prayer. That's the God we serve. We don't need to tremble by what's not happening. We don't need to give up on ourselves because it didn't happen. Someone said to me the other day, and I found it kind of humorous, and forgive me because the person doesn't know they said it, "I've prayed like I never prayed before for a week and it didn't happen." That doesn't say it's not going to happen. What we need to understand is we've got to get out of our lethargy. We got to get out of wondering why not and believing that why is when God says it is. God will answer prayer. And saints, you know, I was thinking about this morning. And I kind of wanted to ask the question. Don't raise your hands because I'm not asking the question. How many of us praying regularly? Not an hour a day, anything regular. I was afraid to answer the question. I was afraid of the answer. But here's the deal. If you spend 2 minutes, or 22 minutes, or 22 hours in prayer of faith, your God will hear your prayer. And when He hears, He will answer. Sometimes the answer, however, is no. And sometimes we prejudge what the answer is because it's what we want to hear, and we operate on that and wonder why we get into trouble. I was changed by Pastor Jim's story of his daughter. Because the power of prayer reminded me that our God reigns. Oh, Scott, I thank you for that song this morning. Our God reigns. His love for us is without condition. But we have got to get out of the lethargy which Satan wants us to be in. He's not concerned with us coming to church. Sorry. He's not concerned with us talking to each other. But He is frightened when we commune with God. The pastor, the fathers and I were talking the other week, and Father Melanson used this example, if I can remember it correctly. There's a difference. Casey, I'm going to pick on you. If we're talking and I'm telling you everything and I'm not listening back and I walk off. No, we just had a conversation. And sometimes that's how fathers and daddies talk to each other. We talk at and not to. But if I talk to you and then I listen, actively listen, and we communicate and we touch whatever it is we're talking about, that's how God will talk to us. If we will give Him that opportunity. God is not silent to the man or woman who seeks His face. And as it said in Jeremiah, one of my new favorite scriptures, because I've never seen that in Jeremiah, He will show us things that we've never seen, that we don't understand. He will open His life to us. And equip us. Oh, saints of God, we need to be men and women of prayer. Acts 2:21 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Saints of God, do you call on the name of the Lord in faith? This sermon is not about guilt. If any of you walk out of here today with a guilty conscience because of your prayer life, it's between you and God because the devil has entered in. I am pleading as a newfound truth for us to commune with our Father. I don't care. If we give Him 5 minutes and He wants more, it's easy for Him to tell us that because we're listening to Him. We're not just talking to Him. Most of us pray in our times of need and we don't pray any other time. Or if we pray, we don't stop to listen. Listening is hard. But the Lord God says, "My sheep hear My voice." Don't tell me you don't hear God's voice because you're calling God a liar. My sheep hear my voice. If you're not hearing his voice, don't move. He wants us to come to him, seeking him in all things, at all times, in every event. Yes, when we're in trouble. The story of Israel, if you follow it through the Old Testament, is a story of a people that got in trouble. They would be suffering for years for trouble. God would relent, save them. They would, yay, God, they'd be so hot for God. And within one generation, God who? God wants us to come to him at all times. In times of peace, in times of rest, in times of praise. For my own life, if I don't go to God regularly, then I don't know his voice in times of trial. God says, be a people who wants to spend time with me, because he wants to spend time with you. I don't care what your circumstances is. Circumstances are man-made problems. Resources are man-made. See, what Israel would learn is it didn't matter what the other nations had, what chariots they had, what horses they had, what armament they had, because none of that was longer than the arm of God who could deliver them from every circumstance. Our God has a long arm, and he can deliver us from all trials. It's his great honor, whether your time with him is early in the morning or late at night. God wants to spend it with you. Walk with him in the cool of your evening, whatever time that is. And you will be awed by what he will show us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.